This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, the search at the site of that bridge collapse in Baltimore is a search for bodies.
We do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath. Six people are still missing and believed to be dead. They were part of a construction crew that was filling potholes on the bridge. The AP's Norman Hall.
With a fully loaded, nearly 1,000-foot cargo ship barreling toward one of its supports, Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge had little chance it would be standing until the dawn's early light.
Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water.
The 1.6-mile span, named for the composer of the national anthem, the Key Bridge was used by 12 million vehicles last year. The crew of the dolly issued a Mayday call moments before the crash. Shipping expert Captain Michael Burns Jr. says the loss of power experienced by the ship could have crippled multiple functions, including steering.
There really is a few things that are scarier than a loss of power in restricted waters.
According to the shipping information system Equisys, inspectors found a problem with the dolly's machinery in June, but a more recent examination did not identify any deficiencies. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge in New York has told Donald Trump not to talk publicly about those involved in his upcoming hush money trial in New York. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Granting a prosecution request for that order, Judge Juan Merchan cited Trump's previous comments about him, as well as others involved in the case. And with the April 15th trial date approaching, Merchan wrote, the risk of harm is now paramount.
Somebody in New Jersey won the billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot last night, one of the biggest prizes ever in a lottery, $1.12 billion. Gas is $3.53 a gallon this morning. That's up 26 cents in a month. This is AP News. Now to the deep divide between Israel and Hamas as the war between them drags on.
As the war grinds through a sixth month, both Israel and Hamas have rejected ceasefire efforts, each insisting its version of victory is within reach. The passage of the UN resolution has also escalated tensions between the US and Israel over the conduct of the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not surrender to Hamas's delusional demands and will continue to act to achieve all of the goals of the war, releasing hostages, destroying Hamas's military and governing capabilities, and ensuring that Gaza will never again be a threat to Israel. Hamas, in turn, says it'll hold on of the hostages until Israel agrees to a more permanent ceasefire, withdraws forces from Gaza, and releases Palestinian prisoners. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese electric vehicle makers are showcasing their latest models, including a flying car, at the Bangkok International Motor Show. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.